In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. Jeff and I always take the last few minutes of this first hour on Fridays to announce our picks for blog of the week. Jeff has his, I have mine. We read these blogs, those that have the Issues Etc. widget. And if you don't have one at your blog and you'd like to have it there and therefore be in the running for blog of the week, all you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget, put it on your blog. Email us and let us know that you did. talkback@issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading your blog.
My pick for blog of the week is Pastor Greg Alms' Incarnatus Est. It's a blog post titled, "We Tremble Not, Unmoved We Stand." That line is one of my favorites in Luther's great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." I always get a lump in my throat as I sing it. I stand a bit taller and thrust out my chest just a bit in defiance of enemies, spiritual and otherwise. But it is a curious moment, for literally, it is untrue. I do a lot of trembling. I am frightened often. I wish to run from conflict, hide from the duties God pushes upon me. Yet in the singing of this hymn, I am filled with hope and even a bit of pride, as if I weren't scared, as if I am brave and fearless. The moment is revealing in its contradictions, the quivering Christian in boastful voice shouting out a taunt he cannot fulfill. Yet in another more important way, the words are true. They are a shout of faith. In and through these words, I claim something that is not my own. As I sing, I grab hold of Christ's bravery, his solitary stand against sin taken on the cross, his victory on Easter, and I make it my own. That peculiar mix of a Christian's awareness of his own weakness at the very moment of appropriating its opposite from our Savior happens often. We receive forgiveness and are clean and pure even while we feel our sins. We say that the one who believes in Christ will never die, even as our flesh wastes away and death is indisputably near. We thank God for giving us our reason and all our senses and all our members, even as amputees or blind or hard of hearing. The Christian who does not have enough to eat confesses that God gives meat in due season. Such is life under the cross. It is all by faith, all the time. We have nothing but claim all things in Christ. Bereft of goods, fame, or spouse, the kingdom ours remaineth." My pick for blog of the week, Incarnatus Est.
And my pick this week comes from the blog titled The Shepherd's Study, and the post is called "Christ is My Devil Against the Devil." I always like picking the ones that have quotations in them. This is from Luther. He says, "Law, if you are able to bite me, bind me, and plague me, I will put another law above you, that is, another tyrant and tormentor, who will accuse you, bind you, and oppress you in turn. You are indeed my tormentor. But I have another tormentor, namely Christ. He will torment you all the way. When you have been tormented all the way by him, then I am free. Likewise, if the devil whips me, I have a stronger devil who will whip him in turn. And when the more powerful devil battles and conquers the powerful one, I am set free. Thus, grace is a law, not me, because it does not bind me, but to my law, this it binds in such a way that it cannot bind me any longer. Therefore, Paul would like to draw us away completely from looking at the law, sin, death, and other evil things, and to transfer us to Christ, in order that there we might see this very joyous duel, the law battling against the law, in order that it might be liberty to me, sin battling against sin, in order that it might become righteousness to me, death battling against death, in order that I might have life, for Christ is my devil against the devil, that I might be a son of God. He destroys hell, that I might have the kingdom of heaven." That blog is The Shepherd's Study, "Christ is My Devil Against the Devil." Great Luther quote. My pick for blog of the week. This week we'll post both my pick and Jeff's pick for blog of the week at our website, issuesetc.org. You can read them for yourself. Hour two of Issues Etc. is next. We'll start out talking with Pastor Todd Peppercorn, concluding our five-part daily series on the Complaint Psalms. Psalm 90 will be the subject. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got four great pieces of Issues Etc. audio to play for you. And all we need you to do is call and vote. Tell us why you vote and where you're listening. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us talkback at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Hour two of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, January the 29th, next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.